Now, the rest of the story. Little Lonnie was 3, going on 40, an active, precocious child, eager to investigate everything. He was investigating in the bathroom shelves one day when his mother, Evelyn, was in the kitchen on the telephone. Suddenly, Evelyn heard a crash. She dropped the phone, ran toward the sound to the bathroom, where she stood in the doorway, frozen in horror. Her small son had climbed up to reach the colorful items on the shelves, had slipped and fallen backward, had hit his head on the bathtub. The back of the boy's head was now split wide open up the middle and was gushing blood. Frantically, Evelyn grabbed the nearest towel, wrapped the child's head in it, and rushed him to the office of their family doctor. The doctor said Lonnie's injury was too serious to be treated there. He must be taken to the hospital immediately. He was. Surgeons at the hospital examined Lonnie's head, cleaned and closed the wound. Would her son be all right, Evelyn begged. The doctors encouraged her to be patient. It was still too early to tell. For the ensuing weeks, Evelyn stayed at Lonnie's side in the hospital, comforting him as best she could. And then the youngster was released with the understanding that he would return frequently for checkups. But all the while, Evelyn was troubled by a secret fear that nothing would ever be the same again, and she was right. After several weeks, Lonnie's doctor spoke privately with Evelyn. As she had suspected, her son's brain was damaged. The damage was permanent. The boy's IQ would surely never reach 50, although his body would develop strong and continue to grow. His mind, the doctor said, would not likely progress beyond that of a normal 6-year-old. He would be what the world calls retarded. Well, his mother, Evelyn, buried her face in her hands, unable any longer to choke back the tears. What she had sensed now made sense. She had noted that before the accident, Lonnie had been so energetic, so inquisitive. His eyes always danced with intelligence beyond his years. But then recently, the light had seemed to go out of those eyes, and now Evelyn knew why. At age 7, Lonnie began to receive special training. If there were a place for him at all in society, he must be as prepared as possible to accept its challenge, and yet mentally handicapped to perform any greater task. Lonnie would just sit and scribble all day on paper, or squeeze his tiny hands through soft modeling clay. Today, Lonnie is 29. He'll be 30 on April 4. His intelligence quotient has been measured at 40. Intellectually, he is forever 6. And yet from the agony has emerged an ecstasy. For in the world of art, there stalks a titan, brilliant sculptor of bronze, whose masterworks have been exhibited coast to coast, who sold more than 500 of them, some for up to $45,000 each. His visual recall is so astonishing that he can see a picture once and reproduce it, no matter how complex, reproduce it precisely without ever seeing the original picture again. You can understand why they call Lonnie the great Alonzo Clemens a genius. But now you know the rest of the story.